Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 195 countries? To God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And not only that, but the man whom God has given a vision of a spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Jim Hagan. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be on the Blog Line tonight. And we just appreciate all that you do. You are so kind, and we appreciate everything you do on this line. To all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, you all hear me talk about ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. I plan to explain that if you all remind me, even on the prayer line, I want to explain it every morning. It takes me about a minute and a half to explain that. And we can use that minute and a half to let people be clear about what ambassadors and ambassadors-elect are. Amen. Some time ago, God gave me the vision to get prayer all over the world. And I said, how do I do it, Lord? He said, I want you to make ambassadors. I don't understand. He said, ambassadors are prayer warriors, people who will help you take this vision of getting prayer around the world, and they will seek to get prayer all around the world with you. And ambassadors elect are those who are in training to become ambassadors. That's something, all I want to say, is that they're in training, amen, to become ambassadors. They form sales. The ambassadors form prayer cells across the country. So I'll be sharing more about it, but that's what ambassadors are. They're prayer ambassadors, helping to get prayer across the world. Amen. And God bless them for what they do. Lord bless you and keep you. Our format, this line here, is simply to give God 1,000 thank yous. We're the type of people, this is the new awakening. We make up the new awakening. What is it? It's a spiritual shift. A spiritual shift from, it's all in the approach. All the approach is about. It's all in the approach. What is the approach? The approach has been for years and centuries and eras to approach God by just asking, give me, Lord. Every time you turn around, you want something. Lord, give me this, give me that. Oh, God, help me. Give me this, give me that, And there is a new approach that he gave to us. I was on the plane on my way back from Florida, I believe, and I was so grateful to God. I said, God, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the new approach to God is nothing. We didn't come to ask you for nothing. For your errors, they've been asking you, give me. But now we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to thank you. And let me tell you, thank you goes a long way. That's what my mother told me. Thank you goes a long way, son. And I found out by reading Isaiah 65:24 that you can thank your way to a miracle because before you call, it says there, I will answer. And while you get speaking, I will hear. So this new awakening is simply a wake-up call to just go to God and say, God, I didn't come to ask you for nothing. I just came to thank you. Oh, my God. And that is just giving up for folks. Amen. Letting God know how grateful you are for what he's done and for how he's blessed you and helped you and brought you this far. He will bless your soul, the heart, soul, and mind. Amen. I want us to thank him. I want you to make a request to him, and then we'll come back and start thanking God for it in advance. Now, let's just use our natural imagination. If we make a request to God, and then we start thanking him 1,000 times like it's already done, do you think that would motivate God? And God can be motivated now. Do you think that would motivate him to do it or not to do it? Which one do you think it would do? I think it would motivate God and make him enjoy blessing you, enjoy doing things for you. Because he loveth the cheerful giver. Who would not demonstrate that more than him? Amen. I think if you ask him for something that's in his will, and then you begin to thank him like you believe it. See, faith motivates God. Yeah. Faith rules God, however you want me to say it. But faith will get it done. And if you thank him 1,000 times for doing what you ask him to do, like if you got cancer, and you say, God, I want you to heal me of cancer. And then we come back behind it, and you thank him with us 1,000 times, and you thank him for healing your cancer. Do you think that would give you a better chance of being healed from cancer or not? I think it would. I think it would show him that you believe him in advance. And when you believe God in advance, before he does a thing, and you show him that you got faith, or that shows him that you got faith, I think it will move God into doing something special for you. Let's try it. And in just a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to just make a request known unto the Lord. And when you do, then I'm going to ask you to come back with me and thank him 1,000 times for doing your request. I'll be thanking him for other things. But you can thank him for that one thing or other things too. Do that and see what God bless you. All right? Here's a little music so you can begin to make your request known. You got about a minute, okay? In the name of Jesus, let God know what you want from him. Amen. And let me tell you something. He will answer your prayers and do great and marvelous things, okay? God bless you. Here's your music, okay? Take about a minute. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in Jesus' name, oh God, for being so kind to us already. Yeah, sometimes you do things and we don't even recognize you've done a miracle. And when we sit back and think about it, then we can realize what you've done. You've done so much, Lord, exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And there are people on this line who made requests unto you. Oh God, need I say, they're leaning and depending on you. Would you give them their heart's desires? God, Lord, we've come not to really ask you for nothing, but we've come to thank you in advance for what you're doing and for what you're going to do for these precious, precious, precious people. God, open the door for them. Make a way for them. Bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we give you glory and we give you praise. And for what you're going to do for them, Lord, we believe it so much. We believe it so much. We're not going to wait till we get a word that is done. No, we're going to thank you in advance like it's already done. Would you receive this thanks, Lord, as to symbolize our faith in you? We know that you love faith, and we believe you so much we're going to thank you 1,000 times for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody who would receive this, I mean from every area code, 912-314-616, so many other area codes. Why don't you help us, 912? Yeah, why don't you help us thank you, 913-816. Why don't you help us thank him 1,000 times, 219. If you just open your mouth and just begin to thank him now and see what God will do for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. What a mighty God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your protecting hand. God, we appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And during the blog line, I want you to think of somebody who needs a miracle. See, don't just rejoice over your miracle. You'll get a greater miracle if you think of somebody else who needs a miracle and you help get them a miracle. See, think of somebody else that you know of who needs a miracle and call and say, girl, or whoever it is, I need for you to get on this line and get on it now, because I know miracles happen on this line. And maybe God, the Lord, perhaps has a miracle for you. So I want you to do that. Amen. Think of people who need miracles. Make a list of 5 or 10 people who need miracles. Get their number right beside their name. Put it right beside their name. Put it right beside their name so you can have quick access to it. And when the Lord hits you on the log line, call them and tell them, girl, you need to get on this line because miracles are happening. And you need a miracle, and maybe God will give you a miracle. I can't say what he's going to do, but I know it's a possibility they may get a miracle. Amen. So one of the things I want you to do is learn to open your meter on the line. Amen. If somebody's working in your kitchen and we hear your pots and pans, just mute your line, *6. Amen. But take that from me. I'm asking you all to get others on the line that you know who need a miracle. They will thank you and thank you and thank you. It would be better than a Christmas gift you might give to them, because they're going to thank you over and over. Suppose you bring somebody to the line who has cancer, and God heals them of cancer like he's done many people on this line, and God heals them. Do you think that they're going to thank you once? They're going to thank you and thank you and thank you. And then they'll testify and say, my sister-in-law called me and got me on the line, and I received a miracle on this line. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God will bless you through them. And then learn to rejoice over their miracle, and you'll see what God may do for you. He may give you a great, great, great miracle because you are learning to rejoice over your brother or sister's miracle. God bless you and keep you. Still got you working in the kitchen. Amen. You can find that in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you. Is anybody on the line? Do you have anything to say tonight? Any words of encouragement or any words from the Lord in any way? If so, the
I'm
line is open to you. All right.
It's going through pain and delay. We've got the blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Repeat that because the line went out for a moment. Go ahead and repeat that.
Okay.
Again.
And somebody on the block line is suffering with pain in their body. I'm picking up their legs and they it's pain in the body. So I'm asking God to heal the pain and move their stress off in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
somebody
you, Jesus.
You know
woo,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
And people, they grab more with their faith working. Faith working.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Backing your hand up, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. God bless you, Ambassador. Prophet Baker from California. Anybody else want to have anything to say? You may want to just speak a word of encouragement, whatever it may be. All right? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have a praise report you want to give? The line is open to you.
Thank the Lord for the prayer tonight.
Thank you so much. All right, anybody else?
This is the piece. I thank God because I had surgery 2 or 3 weeks ago on my hand, and then the surgery itself didn't give me much problem, but when the nurse wrapped my hand, she had wrapped it too tight, and it caused a problem on my small finger down side of my hand. It gave me a lot of problem and pain, but I thank God it's much better now. And I thank you for
the
blessing. I thank you for the healing.
Beautiful. Thank God. Anybody else have a praise report? This is all for God. Amen. Make known his deeds among the people. That's his commandment. Amen. You have a praise report, tell it. What did God do for you? Anybody on here, you had trouble with your eyes and God touched your eyes? Anybody on here had trouble with your ears?
If I see from my eyes, they're better now, thank God.
All right.
I couldn't see. I could be looking, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't see. But I thank God they're much, much better now. I thank God.
Anybody here had a pain in your chest or in your heart or in your body, in your knees or in your shoulders or in your chest? Or,
I can attest. Yeah. I have pinched nerves, and those pinched nerves, when they get acting up, they will strike me anywhere. Sometimes y'all get acting up. So I can say, yeah, I have pain in my body. So I would not say I don't have pains in my knees and my feet. And the pain is in my feet, the pain is in my feet, so I have pain on in my body, I'm saying. Sometimes it be more than one pain at a time, so I just have to praise God and deal with it, because ain't nothing really I could do about just deal with the pain. And I thank God sometimes I don't evolve, and then again they attack me real bad.
Let me ask you a question. If you have a pinched nerve, and you got pains in your body many times, do you think, what do you think if you prayed during the time when you give you time to make requests, Lord, I got a pinched nerve, God, they say, the doctor say, I got a pinched nerve, and Lord, I'm having pains all in my knees and legs, and I'm asking you to heal me in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, if you ask anything in his name, he would do it. Then after you do that, and I said, let's thank God 1,000 times. And you would say, Lord, I'm going to thank you 1,000 times in advance for healing this pinched nerve in my back and healing my knees and legs. And you're going to thank him 1,000 times for doing it in advance. I think you know, if you show faith like that, which I'm sure you have, I think you would get better rather than get worse. Anyway, that's common sense for me. You get better than worse. So
well,
don't forget.
I be feeling better than I do. I be thanking God for it. So if I didn't pray, if I didn't thank him and pray, I wouldn't be feeling like I do a lot of time, because those times I have it. And prayer is the only thing we have, because of medicine, not like that. I don't take a lot of medicine for it. Like, I don't take a lot of pain medicine. And I just pray and trust in the Lord enough. Because I've had it so long, and I just keep praying and praying. I believe that he's going to heal me from it. Just keep trusting in the Lord and praying about it.
Thank you so much. You know what? I'm noticing a lot of growth in you. Is that Ambassador White from Gary, Indiana?
Sir?
Hey, man, I'm noticing a lot of growth in you.
I had lost a lot of my growth because of some things that happened to me with the church. So I didn't give up on God. It's just something that's, he just did something to me. So now I'm giving it back. I'm overlooking all that. I'm to God, and I'm overlooking that. And I think give me back where I used to be with him, because I'm not where I used to be. So this thing that happened with me in church really hurt me. It really hurt my spirit.
Yeah. And so, You're coming up. Amen.
I can't go to hell because of something somebody has done, because of their lack of knowledge. So like I told him, it's between him and God, because I gave it to God. I say between you and God. So I gave it to God. You can do whatever you want to about it.
Beautiful.
So I don't even bother about it. Well, I gave it to God, like I told you. I gave it to God, but it did really hurt me, really damaged me, because it took a lot from me, where I was, what I was doing, and what I was doing in church. It really took a lot from me. So it's nothing like being hurt in the church. It's really something. It's twice I've been hurt in church. So I just...
Well, you thank God for you.
It damaged my spirit. So I'm getting over that now.
Well, we thank God for you, and I'm seeing a lot of growth. Let me ask you something. Well, let me say something to you before we go tonight. Number one is that the enemy was trying to stop the blog line, but I'm looking at it right now. We have grown. Amen. It has grown. We didn't have the access to our equipment here, and we were sometimes not on the line, but off. But I'm looking, and the numbers are bigger than they were. Amen. So that's a black eye for the enemy. Secondly, on tomorrow night, now, tomorrow night, that's the last Wednesday this month, we're going to do our all-night shut-in. Amen. And I want to just tell you what they've done so far. It's just a blessing. Just a blessing. Amen. How they have stepped in here and said that they want to lead prayer. See, what we have all night are people who take segments of the all night, like an hour or something like that, and 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes 2 hours, and they take over the line and lead the prayer. It's kind of like in the old days when they'd stay at the church and somebody pray for a while and then they give it back to somebody else. But see, on this all-night blog, we'll have speakers. You can fill it with speakers. Somebody, one of your friends, you can ask him to be your special guest. Just let me know who you got. Amen. And then not only that, you can fill it up with thanking God 1,000 times. Or you can fill it up with prayer requests, and then you have prayer for them. Or you can fill it up with praise reports, and you come in and give praise reports to people who've been blessed by the Lord. Just all kind of ways you can fill your 30 minutes up. And somebody said, well, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of bashful. I'm not, you know, I'm not a talker. You don't have to be. All you have to do is just open it up and just say praise the Lord for everybody. And we got a guest tonight, and introduce your guest, let them know. Or you can say, let's just start thanking God like we did tonight. And you can fill it up that way. Whatever, we're going to spend time praising the Lord all night long, whether it be in the spoken word, you can sing a song or whatever it may be. On the prayer line, we don't permit that during the day normally unless we have that Good Morning Jesus. But on the blog line, you can have a solo or whatever you want to have. And let me tell you what we got so far. We got from 9 to 9:30. That's your chief and Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. We took that time. And let me see if I can pull this up for you because I need your help tonight. I need to fill a few other spots up. And I want to admonish you, encourage you to make a sacrifice for the Lord. You know, God blesses you all month long. Then we get to this all-night shut-in, and the devil, it ain't God, but the devil tries to shut you up, not make you want to be responsible for a 30-minute prayer. And God took 30 minutes and even more to do one thing for you all night, all month long, let alone just 30 things. He did so many things. That's why sometimes it makes me kind of go off a little bit because you do God so wrong. I wonder, are y'all married? Any of y'all married? I wouldn't want to do my wife like that. Lord, forgive me if I've ever done that to her. Lady Betty, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I openly apologize. I don't want to treat you that way. Amen. It's a terrible thing. If you, some of y'all say God is your husband, but you treat him so badly. I just all month long he's been blessing you every day. And I ask you, would you lead prayer unto your husband for 30 minutes or an hour? No, you can't do it. And yet you'll stay up and watch a program after midnight, a whole hour. See, God's calling your number. I know, you know, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost what happens. And it doesn't feel good when you love the Lord and you don't want to see him mistreated like that. When we know that he treats you 150, if not 1,000 times better than you treat him. That's a selfish, selfish, selfish relationship. And it's a terrible relationship for your husband, God, to treat you so good, and then you can't say nothing for him. Or you don't want to be bothered with leading a 30-minute worship tour. That's a terrible relationship. Amen. Hope you can do better. Let me tell you what we got. We got the slots open. We got nine. I'm trying to find that for you. And Master-elect Bernita Friesen, are you on the line? And so help us with that. Help us with that. Go ahead and tell us what we got. 9:30 is Lady Betty and me. And go ahead.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me know. I can't hear. You got it or not?
Yes, I have it. 9 to 9:30, Chief Ambassador Johnson. 9:30.
Add on there Ambassador Dr. Betty, too.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll do that later.
Okay.
Come on, don't lag on me. Come on, 9:30 to 10. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just having a few difficulties. Okay, 9:30 to 10, Ambassador-elect Frierson. Ten through 10:30, Mother Wilson. 11 through 11:30.
Oh, you skipped 10:30 to 11.
Okay, I'm sorry. 10:30 to 11. Deborah Johnson, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson. 11 through 11:30, Sister Lily Mays. 11:30 to 12, Ambassador-elect Sheila Brown. 12 to 12:30, Ambassador-elect Renata Jones.
Okay, so now we need from 12:30 to 1. See if I can take that. And then 1 to 1:30.
Yes.
1 to 2, you can take a whole hour. And then we have 2 to 3, then we have 3 to 4, and then 4 to 5, and then 5 to 6. That's all that's available. Just anybody on the block line who wants to take any of those times, please jump in there and help us. Amen. Just spending time with God, leading the way. Amen. Who will be first? Amen. We have 12:30 to 1. Am I right? 12:30 to 1?
Yes.
Okay. And then 1 to 2, and 2 to 3, and 3 to 4, and 4 to 5, and 5 to 6. All right? If anyone feels led to take any of those times, please speak up right now so we can get it now. I would like to go to the prayer line in the morning and say to them that we have everything filled. If not, then we can tell them we have this open and this available. All right, anybody? If the Lord speak to you, if he did, don't lag on him. Speak up. Amen. If God spoke to you and said, you know, there are only two voices that can speak to you. The devil's speaking to you, trying to hold you back, and God's speaking to you, trying to push you forward. Whose report you going to believe? If God's speaking to you, why don't you believe the report of the Lord? It's for a blessing. He wouldn't speak to you unless he's trying to bless you. But you've got to let him bless you, too. You make one step, he'll make two. All right? I'm going to ask you one more time, then I'm going to leave you. Let me see, 12:30 to 1. Anybody take that? All right? 1 to 1:30 or 1 to 2. Anybody take that? All right? 2 to 2:30 or 2 to 3. Anyone want to take that? Okay, 3 to 3:30, or 3 to 4. Anybody want to take that? All right, 4 to 4:30, or 4 to 5. Anybody want to take that? All right, then 5 to 5:30, or 5 to 6. You know y'all are up. You might as well do something for the Lord. Anyone want to take that? Speak up. All right, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Lord bless you. Lord bless you, family. All right? If you're going to say something, come on.
I'm just saying, God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Allow us and God bless them. Okay? Lord, bless the folks in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.